and before the communist revolution in China. They were led by Ho Chi Minh. Even though they quoted the American Declaration of Independence in their own document of freedom, we refused to recognize them. Instead, we decided to support France in its reconquest of a former colony.
Oh, denied. Mark and John just completely faded out Martin Luther King on his own birthday.
Do you want to do the intro, John? Why can't I hear myself? Oh, maybe I'm mic three.
Try that.
Check.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. I meant to tell you I was mic three.
You were in your ginormous Adam's apple.
And I know.
You're listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org. Listen to the intro thing. Sorry.
Can you fix my bass? No, you just made it
boom. Worse. Okay, how's that?
I think that's better. I sound okay. Relatively normal.
I gotta give mine a little bit of bass.
Okay, shut up for once. Why? You don't have to wait till it ends, John. We can talk over the last part. That's why I have it do that.
You know, if the king was still alive, he would probably listen to Hear Here.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh, well.
Happy birthday, John.
Thank you. Today is also my birthday. I'm not making that up. It's actually a true story.
29?
Nope.
30?
I'm 30. I'm
30?
Finally done.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you. I'm relieved, frankly. I had enough of the 20s.
20s come across as very glamorous, but they're very, oh my God, they're so tedious.
I didn't realize it was going to be 10 years long. Christ. Who needs that? You know, to hell with my 20s. I'm ready.
30s are stable.
I've considered myself in my 40s since I was a teenager. So right now I'm just sort of like that step closer to being my true self.
Yes.
So,
well, welcome.
So I'm very
welcome
happy
to the
to 30, 30.
30s club.
And thank you, listeners, for also celebrating with me silently. This is a show about music,
yes.
Not about my birthday.
But we talk a lot.
Speak for yourself.
I talk a lot.
No, I talk a lot. It's true. It's a problem. I'm working on it.
So I don't even deny
there
it.
There is a deep, sustained buzzing sound coming from our speakers.
Oh, here. I thought that was my Ritalin fading out.
Your tinnitus. No, it's... Bad.
It's probably it's my really power cord from my laptop on like some audio cord. I have much money bet.
See.
Yeah, because
no, that doesn't make a difference.
Oh, yeah, it's gone now.
Is it?
When I hold my power cord up in the air like an antenna, what we're hearing is that fan sound.
Oh well. Anyway, you're listening to here on KillRadio.org.
Wait,
Radio's
hold on.
Submission show.
Can you tell that we're non-commercial and non-profit?
Yeah.
Today, especially.
Yes,
there's a humming sound.
Believe it or not, despite Robert Murdoch's interest in purchasing Kill Radio, it turns out you can't purchase something that doesn't have a financial value. And we are nonprofit, anti-corporate, internet radio. We're going into our seventh year.
Dang.
Which, how many years have you been with Kill Radio?
About 2.5 years.
Wow, yeah, because I've only been here for 1.5.
Yeah.
And it feels like longer.
Yeah.
And I mean that in a good way.
Does it?
And a bad way. But mostly a good way. And we are, now is as good a time as any to let you know that this Thursday we are having a huge benefit concert at the Echo in Echo Park. And that's not some dinky little...
Laundromat,
you know,
with a stage
turned into a venue. Oh, you can perform acoustically here.
I'd love to go to a place like that, though.
What would they call it? The wash and dry or something.
Rockin' Suds or Sudsy Rock.
Anyway, the Echo is 1822 West Sunset Boulevard in Echo Park. It's 18 and over, $5 cover, and it's been organized by the Central Second Collective, which is you can get more information on them at myspace.com/thecentralsecond. They are a collective of indie rock bands that support each other and support independent music. Which I guess is why we get along so well.
Yeah,
we
really
support
do.
Each other and mm-hmm. independent music. And bands that are playing include The Transmissions, Death to Anders, One Trick Pony, Anchors for Architects, Die Rockers Die. I've had Death to Anders and One Trick Pony on Is Good. I interviewed One Trick Pony yesterday.
Really?
Which is cool. I haven't posted it
Did
yet,
they
but it was good.
perform anything live?
They did.
Did they perform that one song that I keep playing over
the,
and over
the
and over?
Box
song? Did they play it live?
Yeah.
Did you cry?
I did.
I would have cried.
I did. I actually gave birth. It was amazing. Anyway, so you should go to this concert because the $5 cover is going to what?
$5. I mean, that's like, couldn't we have made it like $7?
No, I think the point is that it's
everyone gets to go.
Everyone gets to go, and
it's 18 or over.
Times, you know, the several hundred people that are gonna go, you know, the Echo will take their cut, whatever that is, and then instead of paying the bands, they're gonna pay us, which is fantastic.
Wonderful,
because. Believe it or not, we need new equipment.
New CD player.
New CD player.
We need to fix that humming from the computer.
Yeah, we'd like to buy some new DJs.
Yeah. No, I always more think have some put down.
We need to buy some hitmen to
have them put
to
sleep.
Get rid of some of the dead weight here at Kill Radio. Okay, so let's get to
music.
This is the Kill Radio submission show. People send music to the station all the time. They send us MP3s. They send us CDs. You can get all the information on how to send us your music by going to myspace.com/here_here. That's HEAR_HERE. And we'll give you more information on that later in the show. But for now, let's start with some music. Do you want to start or should we start?
This is an artist out of Houston, Texas, Gail Pender. myspace.com/pinkdreamsawaken. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
On killradio.org.
Meow.
Meow. Anti-corporate internet radio.
That was Project K. We played them last week, too. They had some some other great stuff, so I played this. This was Fallen Crush. They're local. They're out of nearby Echo Park, which is like walking distance from here if you like to walk.
And walking distance from the Echo, where the Kill Radio Benefit Concert will be taking place this January the 18th, starting doors are at 8 o'clock.
I think Project K's commune is just above the Echo.
Oh,
it's good. A tent compound on the roof of the Echo. It's nice.
Excellent.
Great parties there. For more information about Project K, you can go to myspace.com/ProjectKLA. KLA. KLA. No, that's like Kangaroo Liberation Army or something.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it stands for.
You were in that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. But
we weren't in it at the same time.
No. No. No, not at the same time. Happy Martin Luther King Day, by the way.
Yeah, hear, hear.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear. Hear, hear. It's nice that we've come so far in this country that there's no more racism.
Mm-hmm. And I think all states now are celebrating the holiday.
Equally.
Equally. It used to be like, sure. Wasn't Arizona holdout for a while?
They have a mail fetish, which is to say a fetish for the Postal Service.
Uh-huh.
And
they wanted to work.
They couldn't.
No,
resist
seriously, this was a while
letters.
Ago. I think this was really? Back in the 80s where Arizona did not celebrate MLK.
That's messed up, yo.
Yeah, but I think they do now. Did you say that's messed up, yo?
I didn't mean it that way. It just came out that way.
In your 30s, it happens. You start to become more black. Look at me.
I certainly hope
don't
so.
Don't I seem really urban now? Like total like Compton Hawthorne kind of action?
It's urban futuristic.
Yeah.
Yes. It's I can't believe it's already January. This year has just flown by.
Mm-hmm. You mean 2007?
No, I mean January. So let's get back to some more music. I have a bunch of CDs to play, and I don't want to go over because I have somewhere I have to be after this. It's not true. This is a band that I recall playing a long time ago, early when we started the show. We've been doing this since March. They're called Shiloh. Yeah. They're from Los Angeles, which I hear is a nice place. myspace.com/ShilohMusic, S-H-I-L-O-E music, and also Shiloh.com. And I'm going to play a track, and then I'm going to play a track by another artist called Surgeon Marta. And then we'll come back, and you'll hear our voices again. And you go, come on, we want music. Shut the hell up.
But we like to talk.
Where's the moat?
Which one? This one? That one?
The one, yeah, there we go. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. You send it, we play it.
You did not just call that a moat.
What? Is there something wrong with calling it a moat?
It's just another black thing that you're
doing. That's not a black thing. That's a chick thing.
Ask me how I know.
If you'd ever been with a woman, you would know that a remote is a moat.
If you've ever been with a black man, you would know that a moat is a moat.
Touche.
Turtle. All
right. Here you go. This is Shiloh. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Thank you.
Was that Animal from the Muppets?
Yes. That was that called Surgeon Marto. And the name of that track was Send More Cops.
I like that.
It says here on their little CD cover, they're your audio lube. You can visit them at surgeonmarta.com or myspace.com/surgeonmartamusic. And before that, we were listening to a band called Shiloh, myspace.com/shilohmusic or shiloe.com. Thank you, Shiloh, for sending us the an advanced copy of your new EP. We appreciate it. We don't deserve it, frankly.
We really don't.
But we appreciate it. So there that is.
But it is your birthday.
But it is my birthday, and it will be all day until the end of the day, at which point won't
I'm
be
having
my
a party
anymore.
At 12:01.
Are you?
Yeah. It's not John's birthday anymore.
Woo-hoo!
Screw him.
I'll still be 30, though. Mm. It's true. And it's good. It's good. I don't have any issues about it. You know, people always asking me, they had been asking me up until today, like, how do you feel about that? So you're going to be 30? Share how that makes you feel.
Ew.
Yeah. Isn't
Did
that
you
creepy?
Hit them?
No.
I
no,
would
no.
have. I really. No, I more would have, like, gouged
No, we're
their
getting
eyes
married,
out.
So.
Oh, Shannon was the one saying
No, I'm kidding. Actually, people, lots of people have asked me that. And it's funny, I think when I was younger, I assumed that I was going to think of it as a big deal, like, oh my God, I'm turning 30, and look back at my life and all the things that I haven't accomplished or have accomplished. Mm-hmm. But I look back at my life, and I don't know 40-year-old men who've been through the kind of shit that I've been through. So, it's just, you know, whatever. I'm 30. That's just the truth about it, and that's fine with me. Mm-hmm. Maybe people will stop treating me like I'm in my 20s, because
yes.
I still look like I'm in my 20s. So
yes, as long as that's the case, yes.
Yeah. And what about you? Did you do anything interesting this weekend?
I went to a fun party.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was on Saturday.
Oh, that was my party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember being fun?
Yeah, I do. It was a good time. It was a good time.
It was. People were pretty, a lot of people were singing.
Yeah, yeah. Karaoke is weird that way. And I'm not a karaoke person.
I'm
myself.
Not at all.
Really not.
Obviously.
But if I feel safe. And I did feel safe there.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's your own
actually, I should
party.
Give a little shout out for they're now called Salsa LA.
Yes.
Well, actually, they got ripped off by their the guy who made their sign. So actually, it says Salsa La.
I know. I saw that.
Poor fuckers. But but it's a great place. The food is good. And the people who run it are wonderful people. So I'm only mentioning that because it's right down the street from the Kill Radio Studio. And
I was drinking.
They need our support.
Their cheap beer, and it was good.
Yeah.
And she was only charging me $1.
I got there like one. And I left there on like, I don't know, 10:30 or 11. I mean, I wasn't drinking like the whole time. I was,
right.
You know, I probably had maybe like 5 beers throughout the day or something, but
that's why I didn't show up around 3, because I just knew if I showed up around that time, I'd be drinking that whole time.
Yeah. And you know what? Maybe it's me getting older or just
John,
waking up or whatever.
Older. Shut up.
No, I'm just saying I'm thinking now that I'm just I actually you know, like how when you're in college, you think that if you drink a certain amount, that something cool is going to happen. You know, like you'll see, you'll hear colors or something. You know what I mean? Like it's like it has some sort of powerful effect. Like it's not just drinking,
right?
That it's more like a drug.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing that it's not. It's just like a fucking money pit that makes you fat and
yeah.
brings out the worst in people.
Yeah. it's amazing how alcohol is legal wealth. You know, pot's illegal.
We could do a whole show devoted to that. But I'm just saying, like, I could I live in a world where I'm around alcohol a lot because I book bands and I go to shows and I see live bands and everything like that. So I like having that beer in my hand and sipping that beer. But I'm discovering now that as I get older, I don't actually enjoy the physical sensation of being drunk. I'd rather just stick to the crack pipe. Okay.
That's good.
So
speaking of which, I got some great music.
Excellent. What do you have?
Mystic Underground. We've played them before, I believe.
Lovely.
Yes, they're out of New York City. Almost a New York college. Who hired me? John, did you hire me?
You're fired.
Okay. We're gonna hear two songs by them: Athletes and a song called Glitter. Again, their MySpace page is The Mystic Underground. You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
Dig it. We'll be right back.
the streets, sleep in sea sheets. No talk of peace, all we want is disruption. Burn down the shopping malls and feast on the rich kids. Restless and bored with the pain of your household. Your only choice, your last resort. Put on your makeup, lose yourself in the dark lights. Never understand why music stand. Your heart's in harm, it's the death of a riot. It's the death of a riot.
Here. I'm louder than you.
Always. It's because your mic is actually better than mine. Even though it looks like somebody was using your mic for construction.
I know, for hammering.
Yeah.
Again, that was Mystic Underground out of New York City. MySpace.com/TheMysticUnderground. That last song we just heard was Glitter. And then we start off this set with Athletes. And that humming sound is driving me crazy.
What humming sound?
Stop it. Do you hear it? Yeah, it's really
powerful. Oh, it just got louder. That's great. That's great. I hope it lasts all show. The whole show. Every show.
My eyes are crossing.
Well, if you come to the Kill Radio benefit on Thursday at the Echo.
I'm going to give $5 to fix this.
You can, we'll use those proceeds to get rid of whatever this buzzing sound is.
Okay.
Maybe they can't hear it on the other side. I don't know, because our instant messenger isn't working, so they can't tell us.
I'm going to turn it on right now, and I want everyone to tell us if you hear that humming.
Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Good luck
in the meantime, we're going to play some more music. I have two bands that I'm going to play for you. One comes to us all the way from Paris, France. The name of this band is Cannibal Elvis, and after that, I'm going to play the New Fidelities. So listen to this. This is Cannibal Elvis, followed by New Fidelities. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. I want to go out in a nice restaurant. I want to go out and eat anything I want. I want to go out in a nice restaurant. I want to go out and eat anything I like. Anything I like. I want to go out in a nice little bar. I want to go out like a girl.
The sun only shines in slivers when you're not around. I said the sun only shines in slivers in my apartment. The sun only shines in slivers when you're not around.
You can't really use the counter on CD players
sometimes
to know when a song is going to end, because often songs end 10 seconds before the counter ends.
Well, it still runs, but it's running in silence.
Right, that's part of the song, is that 10-second silence,
yes.
Where they take a moment to reflect upon what you've just heard.
Yes.
Thank you for that. We were just listening to the New Fidelity.
Why are you so mean to me?
It's part of the act.
Oh.
This is a, I'm not even Jewish. This is the, band is part of of Kiss or Kill Club, which is a huge indie, rock collective in LA. They, I know they gig out on, I think the first Fridays is at Key Club, and the following three Fridays is Safari Sam's. I think they're switching to Wednesdays. But anyway, New Fidelity, I think, is a, pretty sure they're a band from Kiss or Kill Club. But I actually got their CD because they performed at The Couch, which we were doing at Three Clubs, and they gave me a CD. And they're pretty awesome because they all play and they all sing. You know, they all harmonize together. Anyway, that was the New Fidelity. Before that, we were listening to Cannibal Elvis, who was kind enough to submit a CD all the way from Paris, which is in France.
Yeah, not the
a lot
one
that don't know that.
Yeah, not the one in Inland Empire.
Yeah, or Paris, Texas, or any of that stuff.
Right.
I know you have trouble with geography.
I have trouble with geography.
Yeah.
Mm.
The whole Scottish English thing.
Mm-hmm. Got a punch on your birthday. That's going to be a present to you.
Awesome. My first black eye of my 30s. Fantastic.
And it won't be the last.
You know what's funny is I'm actually sharing being in my 30s with a lot of friends of mine who've been in their 30s for a long time now and connecting with them on a whole other level.
Yeah. Haven't you noticed the connection between us is different now? Don't you notice it?
Well, no, I have a friend who's 39, and we have basically 5 months to say that we're in our 30s.
Didn't I meet him?
Yeah.
You're not going to say his name.
Rowdy.
Yeah. You have to say his name. He has such a rad name. Rowdy. My name is Rowdy.
Yeah.
That's so, really my name.
So anyway, yeah. So I get to enjoy being in my 30s with Rowdy for the next couple of months, and then he'll be in his 40s, and I guess he'll go back to condescending me. To me.
It's hard not to.
What is the grammar with that? When you condescend toward someone,
yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
I can say I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing through you, into the wall behind you.
Boring a hole like a laser.
Exactly. Let's go back to music.
Please save us, dear Lord. This band, when they submitted their music, they said they were from Earth Above Ground, but I think at their MySpace page they say they're from Minnesota, so that's still accurate. It's a band called Mock Fox. This song called Axion. Frixion. I hate when I don't know how to pronounce something. How would you pronounce that, John?
Axion Frixion.
Okay.
Actually, I think it's meant to be pronounced Action Friction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with that. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/mockfox, MACHFOX. After that, we'll hear a band called Pop Up out of, can you believe it, Glasgow.
Woohoo!
We are so hot there. Here, killradio.org.
Remember all friction between you and me.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was a pop-up out of Glasgow, Scotland, UK. MySpace.com/popupthebandSong called Chinese Burn. For that, again, was Mock Fox with Action Friction. You know what? If I'd remember the song, they say the name of the song in the song, and then I would have been able to pronounce it right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I lost a lot of brain cells, I think, at your party.
You can always go back and get
I think
them.
They're there still.
Yeah.
Ashley called me and said, that's oh, by the way, your brain cells are here. You left them on the counter.
Ew.
Next to that plate of nachos.
Gross.
What did Brandy say? In 2007, I'm going to eat less cheese, and then she had another bite of nachos. 2007 is about less cheese.
Dude, we're on an international radio program right now. Can you not speak as if we were talking to a handful of people who were here?
Nachos are interesting.
Not everybody knows who these people are.
But
they're my friends. I barely know who they are.
Friends in quotes.
Friends.
Friends.
You ever see Better Off Dead? That's one of my favorite movies. John Cusack in the 80s.
No, my people don't like John Cusack.
Your people don't like John Cusack. I got nowhere to go from there.
Good. Well, tell me about the movie. So what happens? Fake friends?
Huh? Oh, no. There's a scene where there's a this like very annoying lady and her dweebish son. They have a foreign exchange student from France, a pretty young girl. And she's trying to get the foreign exchange student to, you know, be with her son, who's really disgusting. And she's like saying how they could be friends. And she's like, you know, friends. And she's like pinching her cheek. Do you have friends in France? It's very funny. I have a band I'm going to play right now called, I don't know how to pronounce it. It's from Canada.
What just happened, John?
It's from Canada, and I don't know how to pronounce the name of the band
John's
because it's from Canada.
John's going to have a breakdown on his birthday.
Maybe you could do it. I'm going to guess it's pronounced Wen Sujet.
Oh, no. Is it French?
No, it's German. Of course it's French.
I don't speak dying languages.
Yeah. O-E-N-S-U-J-E-T.
Wen Sujet.
So this is that band, and you can hear them. You can check them out by going to myspace.com/OENSUJET. And, you know, seriously, this is one of the coolest things about this show is that
– professionalism is one of the coolest things about this show. Let me just interrupt.
Well, okay. There are more than one of the things. That is one of the things is
that's
professionalism.
Cool about the show.
That's cool about the show. And then there are several other things that are not springing to mind at the moment. Mm. But one of those things that are in that group of things – is that, you know, we play a lot of music from L.A. We support the local scene as best we can. But we also get tons of submissions from all over the world. And I just want to take a moment and acknowledge that how cool that is.
I'd like to thank the rest of the world right now.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the rest of the world.
That basically everything that's outside of L.A. County, I'd like to thank them for making this show possible.
And that's not a dig on L.A. County at all. It's just a thumbs up to Montreal and Glasgow. And Paris.
Edinburgh.
And other places. I don't know. If you look at a map, you'll see that there are actually a lot of things outside of L.A.
There really is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there.
Yeah. A lot of and they live in houses, many of them, and have jobs.
Uh-huh.
And some of them
checking accounts.
Some of them sound like this.
Thank you.
Here on killradio.org. Org. Yeah, that's better. That was Wen Sujay, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, from Montreal, Canada. And it was awesome, I'd like to add. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, it was great.
And you can check them out by going to myspace.com/OENSUJET. Thank you for submitting your music. You are now going to be placed in the Kill Radio library. In the Kill Radio Here library,
mm-hmm.
where other Kill Radio DJs will discover your music and play it on their show.
Play it accordingly.
As well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that then. It's fantastic. Yes. Yes, y'all, and you don't stop. Immortal words from Luther King.
I'm having trouble forming sentences because of that humming sound.
I really don't know that people outside.
I don't think they're hearing it, and so I'm being very unprofessional by making light of it.
Are we live on the instant messenger?
Yeah, but they don't. If you want to instant message us and you say yes, I hear a humming, or no, I don't hear a humming, go to AOL Instant Messenger. Kill Radio Station is the handle we use.
That's one word.
I knew one of us was going to say that. All one word. Kill Radio Station. All one word.
So there you go.
Just let us know if you hear it. Also, if you have any questions about any of the bands or anything, because there's probably a lot of questions out there, because we played a wide variety of stuff today so far.
Any questions about
John's birthday?
My birthday, or Martin Luther King?
Or when my birthday is?
When is your birthday?
May.
All month?
Yes.
You have a month-long birthday? That's awesome.
31 days?
That's fantastic. So that would mean nothing. I got nothing.
What's 30 times 38?
We're off our game today.
More so than last week. Have you noticed? Last week I felt like we clunked along, and because we hadn't done the show for about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Or three shows.
We're getting back into our groove, you know?
Barely.
But we have so many submissions, though. I mean, so it's not like, you know, next week there'll be a whole bunch of other artists to play. And
this show's turning into where it's going to be less about us. And I think...
how that makes you feel.
I think our listeners are going to be very much fine with that.
Well, good for them. It's all about the listeners, isn't it? The listener is always right.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that because it's a fact. For me, I'd rather it be really about us and we play, you know, 2 seconds, 45 seconds most of a song.
You know, when I started here, it wasn't an internet station at all. It was a bunch of cans connected with a bunch of strings from a central location.
And a record player.
It was a gramophone.
Yeah, hand cranked.
It was a hand cranked gramophone, and we played nothing but punk rock.
Right.
Off of the hand crank gramophone, through the yarn to the tin cans.
Yeah, we were playing...
all over the city.
45s,
now we have
rock.
People all over the world.
Right.
Because we have more string.
We do.
That can reach there.
Mm-hmm.
So we form what you might call a coalition of the around at the time.
I want to save you right now, but I don't know where to go to save you. It's like you're baffling yeah. even me today.
It's my birthday. I can do whatever I want.
That's true.
Hey, do you like my new sweater?
Is that a new sweater?
It's very Freddy Krueger. I mean, it's not the colors, but it's the design.
No.
Freddy Krueger would like this sweater.
It's nice that
if I bought this sweater for Freddy Krueger's birthday, he would probably say thank you before he killed me.
Right.
Think about that.
No, it's a little understated for him.
Oh, I saw The Departed yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Completely unrelated. Except that Freddy Krueger is also fictional.
Oh, uh-huh.
So.
Yeah.
So there you go with that.
No, it's a good sweater because it's fitted, if I can be gay for a moment. If I can be gay for an hour.
If you could not be gay for a moment.
No, because, you know, sometimes sweaters, they fit really big, and you're just like, you look like a tub of lard. Not you personally, but you in general. Look like a tub of lard.
Don't refer to me generally. I hate that.
Well, I thought you'd be really hypersensitive and say, are you saying I look like a tub of lard? I'm 30. I can't get fat.
Is there something wrong with the tub of lard? People use lard in all kinds of foods. You know, they need it for sustenance, and you really shouldn't be so down on lard.
I'm that genre of homo that loves lard. There's a name for us, and there's clubs specific for us.
I'm that genre of Jew that's slasher.
Oh, you're one of those serial killer Jews?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I did a show with a serial killer Jew before. They're fun.
Did you really?
Yeah, you don't want to party with them, though.
No. They're unpredictable.
Yeah.
Anyway, The Departed was good, and then Shannon made me watch The Devil Wears Prada. You people are into that stuff, right?
That's where my excommunication starts coming up, the idea of
that. Oh, because you're not a fashionista.
I'm so impatient with all that shit.
Yeah.
So impatient. Look what I'm wearing, please.
It's true.
Please, not into it. Not into it.
Yeah. It was cute. It was all right. Cute. But what I don't understand is like I don't like watching movies that make me upset. Like make me like angry. Like
Mary
like,
Poppins?
Well, like Meryl Streep, she's a horrible person in that movie. Just mm-hmm. like all around horrible person. There's not a single redeeming quality to her.
Right.
So I'm spending the whole movie going, okay, so when's she going to die, right? Like,
please.
When is somebody going to like
kill her?
Put an ice pick through her eye.
Brick for
so
her
then
head.
I go, you know what? Actually, that movie did have a little bit of a cathartic, you know, an arc to it,
uh-huh,
you know?
But didn't.
No. No. Didn't have
But that's kind of life. I mean, a lot of people, they just get away with...
No, I worked for someone like that, and I put an ice pick through their eye. That's my point. That's not how life is. Okay, we can't talk about this on the air. Let's go back to music.
I'm so confused. Is it my turn?
I think so.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I just played Win Sujet.
I think this band we're about to play, we've played them the most of any bands. Can you guess which band? Without looking, John. You cheater, you have to look. Don't look.
And Indigo...
Come
Bye-byes?
On. No, Indigo Babies, Boston.
Oh, right.
This is a band. This is probably the third time we've played them, easily. Maybe even more than that. I've lost count. We found out about them, or they found out about us, more likely.
We've been found out.
We were found out by them towards the beginning of when we started doing the show back in March. And
March 06.
Late March 06.
Late March
06. It was almost April.
It was almost a year ago.
Yeah.
We've almost
I can't
done
wait.
This show every week for a year.
Can't wait to give you your anniversary present, John.
I'm trembling. It reminds me of my days in prison.
Me too. Oh, my God. All right, let's go. This is a song called Love Hate. Indigo Babies out of Boston, Massachusetts. MySpace.com/IndigoBabies. That's babies with a Z, bitch. Here you go. KillRadio.org.
Where professionalism matters most.
to feel that pain in your lungs.
I can hear faint words from your lying angel.
Please open your ears to another angel.
About to get more drunk. Hope I know you. I'm about to get loose. The little fool. Hope y'all cool. Scarface a dude, man. I don't know you. Still up in school. Still breaking rules. All for that drink, man. I might smack you. Give me that lean, son. Give me that fear. I don't go hard, bitch. Talk to my fist. I don't go hard. Go talk to your bitch. She talk too much. Let her talk to my dick. Sip, sip, serve. Nah, that's what I sip. Give me a bottom and a mile on shit.
Take it from here since you finished with your beers. We about to blow everybody like, yeah. Give a toast to the host, everybody like, yeah. That's T&D Low people, we here. Have no fear, the party about to start. D-Lo Crumb, he gonna tear that bitch apart. When sparks start flying and people start dying, that means D-Lo's having a good time. Bring it right back, right back, right back. Speed it back up, man, I know you're like that. Got them boys saying, how the hell you write that? I look back smiling like I know you like that. Touch my cheese, it's like the mice trap. Beat your ass so fast, you won't even fight back. Fight back, you don't wanna do that. Let me stop talking shit, hey, where my crew at? D-Lo, where you at, where you at? He was chilling in the back, had a chick on his lap. Hey, man, hey, you ready for this track? See this chick on my lap, he was like, fuck rap.
kinda got pissed. I was like, fuck that. Oh well, what the hell, girl, where your friends at?
Yeah,
where your friends at?
That was a ouch.
That was a.
That was rad. That was
great.
Awesome.
That was great. We've played them before. That's Nash P. But
I would say so far lyric of the year. Fuck it. I feel like dancing. Awesome.
That's gonna be our title of today's show.
I think it should.
Fuck it. I feel like dancing.
Absolutely.
That's Nash P. with also D-Lo out of Houma, Louisiana. We played Nash P. before. I can't remember.
A long time ago. Yeah.
A while ago. Yeah. Song called Mind Trip. I remember when he was instant messaging me about this song, he was concerned, like, it's kind of techno-y, you know, I don't know, are you going to play it?
That's funny, because like, there's a part of the song where he's like, this is a techno song, right. It's a techno song.
And I said, dude, we play everything, send it.
Yeah.
And he did it, it's a hot song, so
fuck
thank
it.
You.
It's a submission show.
Fuck it. Fuck it, we don't care.
Fuck it, we're anti-corporate, non-profit, internet radio.
Yeah, we're not trying to make money off this.
Yeah, so.
Again, awesome. At Houma, Louisiana, myspace.com/NashP, that's Nash P and D-Lo. Mind Trip. That was fun. And then before that, once again, Indigo Babies. I think they have 4 points, and everyone else has 1 or 2 points in terms of how many times they've been played.
Ah.
Because there's a point system going on.
Yes.
They're about to win the skillet set. The 3 skillet set. I just like the word skillet.
You know what? We don't have enough giveaways on this show.
We really don't. We have nothing to give.
Well, just, you know, suffice it to say, if we had something.
Yeah, like.
Listener.
An Indigo Baby.
You would get it.
Indigo Baby's hand towels.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, this would be a good time to tell people how to submit to the show.
Nash P CD cleaner set.
If you don't already know how to submit to the show, yo, you can just go to, like a little freestyle there? No? Nothing? Okay. Go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE, myspace.com/here_here, and that has all the information that you need. Okay, moving on.
Mystic Underground Headbands. I like that.
Because we keep spelling it out. You know, everybody knows. You go there. It has the address. All the instructions. Yeah, exactly. You can send a CD to the studio, or you can send an MP3 to Mark, who is the studio in his own right.
And don't just do that. Just go to myspace.com/here_here and just follow the instructions, and we'll treat you right.
And yeah. Exactly. And if you send along with the CD, if you want to send a sticker or something like that, I'll put it up on the wall where if we ever move out of here, it will cost us whatever deposit we put down. I've done this a million times, so don't worry. Because
like
by the time we move, I'll be out of here. So
yeah.
So yeah, so there that is. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. It's the only submission show where we give ourselves an award every week.
Uh-huh.
Today is the Martin Luther King Award. Which we are very proud to accept. You know, we are bestowed this honor for doing a show.
For having a dream.
On Martin Luther King. For having a dream of a submission show.
It makes my stomach turn when you hear people say, I have a dream, and they usually mean it in a sarcastic sense.
Right.
And to be sarcastic about what that speech is talking about, it's disgusting. So.
Well, the way people, honestly, the way people exploit the whole, everything that is Martin Luther King Day. I mean. But it's kind of – you're kind of stuck in a trap, right? Because you want to say, you know, this is an important day in American history. You want to, like, support it and think about the significance of the civil rights movement in this country, right?
And that it's still going on.
And at the same time, if you make too big a deal out of it, you're really just corporatizing it like every other fucking holiday in this country.
Or getting culty.
Yeah, or getting weird about it. Like, okay, yeah. here's a day. For it, when really it's, you know, you can't have a day for it. It's something you're supposed to be aware of every day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be life.
We live in an unequal world, and we should continue to strive towards equality. And the great equalizer is, of course, anti-corporate, non-profit internet radio.
Yeah, we're the means.
Yeah. If only we could find our way.
Mm. We're trying.
So I have
succeeding.
I have an artist here to play.
Do you?
From City by the Sea, from Cardiff. This is an artist named, and I hope I'm not butchering the pronunciation, Marcelo Radulovic. And this is from a CD called No Hay Que Preocuparse Por Nada. I think I did a pretty good job with it.
Yeah, you did pretty good there with that.
And it sounds, well, it sounds an awful lot like this.
Thank you. señor Pipo.
Here, here.
I agree.
Mark agrees with me, and you guys missed it because we were just listening to Marcelo Radulovic.
And we both agree that that's Marcelo Radulovic.
Yeah.
Out of Cardiff by the Sea.
But you missed the moment where we were actually discussing something, and Mark agreed with me, and we looked at each other
for a moment, like, wait.
It's but that's God. I'm not sure how I feel about that. And then the song ended, and we had to go back to work. So
maybe my opinion about this is wrong if I'm agreeing with John.
It must be. So now we're back in disagreement.
Yeah.
So Marcelo Radulovic is awesome, and you should go to myspace.com/MarceloRadulovich, as well as MarceloRadulovich.com. I was reading his little bio here, and he's actually from a band, or he had played in a band called Playground Slap, which we played here on the show many, many months ago. So that is cool, too. And I have to read this little review here. In his little one sheet, it says, "If I ever meet Marcelo Radulovic, I'm going to punch him right in the nose. It's his fault that I almost had a damn heart attack in the middle of the supermarket last Sunday listening to him." So that's great. I think that's a good thing. Right? That's a good thing.
It's a good thing to talk about on Martin Luther King Day.
Radulovic crosses the line to the positively poetic.
Oh no, John.
What? I'm just reading.
You're doing so well.
I'm saying that's what it says. So that's cool. That's good. So thank you. Thank you, Marcelo.
Thank you.
For submitting your music from where you are. I know it says in here that you're in. Yeah. I know. All it says in here
is
San Diego.
Down
LA
near
area.
San Diego area.
Oh, it is. Excellent. Excellent.
You ever see
the movie The Imposters with Stanley Tucci and Oliver Platt?
No.
And Campbell Scott?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Never mind them. Okay. Campbell Scott plays this very funny character. He's kind of like a neo-Nazi type German character, and he goes, "Excellent!" whenever he gets very excited. And so that popped into my head at that moment in time.
But you didn't say it.
On this day, that is Martin Luther King Day.
You're going to like this. I'm going to play a song, two songs.
And my birthday.
By a band called the Black Alley Screens. They're out of both Glasgow and Warren Point, Northern Ireland. And, John, just maybe you'd like this. Their first song is 3 minutes and 31 seconds long. Their second song is 3 minutes and 13 seconds long.
Ooh, they're good.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I thought you'd like that.
Do you believe there is significance in numbers? Do you see numbers and go, that means something?
There's numbers that I like.
What about, like, numerology?
I don't know about
that. Somebody told me the other day they ran their numbers on me.
I know. And what came about?
Well, apparently Shannon and I are very compatible.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're both sixes or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
And, well, I guess that's good news.
And you didn't know that you were compatible before that?
Well, I had a suspicion.
Yeah. It seems that way.
Especially
very much so.
Especially last night, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Talk about compatibility.
Yeah. But there were some numbers in my head, but not numbers I'm willing to discuss.
No.
I don't know where to go from there.
I'm going to go back to playing this band.
That's good. That's
yeah.
good.
So we have two songs by the Black Alley Screens, myspace.com/Black Alley Screens. This song called The Common Crisis. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, as Woo-hoo! If you didn't remember.
We'll be right back.
Her.
Yeah,
on killradio.org.
That was the art of fitting in. I'm coming really loud.
Always.
Even
I keep
off
forgetting because I have the mic that's not as strong.
Again, that was the art of fitting in by the Black Alley Screens. Before that, we heard the Common Crisis. They're out of both Glasgow and Warren Point, which is in Northern Ireland. And their MySpace page is myspace.com/blackalleyscreens. And I've said this so much that it now just sounds lame.
You?
John's like, what now are you going to say for the 27,000th time that doesn't always sound lame? Thank you.
Happy birthday.
No, I'm telling you, that whole kind of Glasgow, Edinburgh, Scotland scene, man, there's like some great music coming out of there. We seem to have heard most of it.
Yes. <We've got laughs> there can't possibly be more
there
music.
There can't
Scotland.
Be any more bands.
We've played them all. I think the Black Alley Screens was the last band from Scotland for us to play. I don't think there is any more music
no,
in Scotland.
No, because we've played, I'm easily yeah. saying, just my side alone, played at least 30 bands.
We're
going
to have to start
Glasgow.
Calling the change the name of the show or something. Call it like,
Here,
you
Here,
know,
Glasgow.
Yeah, Here, Here,
Here,
Scotland.
Here, Scotland. And no problem with that either, because it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We just want to let everybody know, I put together the Here Here CD library, finally. I mean, I've been putting the CDs in with the other Kill Radio CDs, and that was not being as effective as I'd hoped. So now, just so you know, if you submit a CD to Here Here at killradio.org, not only can we guarantee you airplay, but we will also guarantee that you'll be put in a special place in the studio where people go, I wonder what Here Here's played, and they'll go through it. Hopefully.
And if you'd like to come by to the library, it is a reference library, so you won't be able to check anything out, but you will have to leave some collateral in order to listen to it. So just come by the studios, and you can listen to whatever you want. It's a reference library. You'll have to talk to Stacy.
You're making this up.
What?
This isn't true.
Speaking of libraries, have you ever been to the Margaret Herrick Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Sciences Library? It's on the corner of La Cienega and Olympic.
No.
Do you know that what I'm talking about, that building there? There's like some tennis courts.
No.
It's a library of all archives related to Hollywood.
Cool.
In order to touch this stuff, like files and photos and stuff, you have to wear gloves. It's very formal there.
Really?
Just made me think of it. Like, that's how, if they handle the CDs, you'd have to be wearing these little throwaway white gloves. Everyone's walking around with little white gloves on. It's very fey, but awesome.
So many people use this studio, I often think that I should be wearing gloves when I come in.
Or a hazmat suit.
Yeah.
God. Yeah, seriously.
You're listening to Here Here.
You know, I got I got herpes from the studio.
Oh, is that where you got herpes?
Uh-huh. I thought it was from you or Shannon, but it was actually from the studio.
Well, maybe you can stop actually pressing the actual microphone to your actual lips while you do the show. Don't swallow that microphone. I have a few more artists to play. Because you're done, right? You played everything you set out to play today.
God, a lot of music, okay. too.
So I have three more artists to play. And so I'm just going to do that right now. And, I will just
just go.
I'll
for
just
it.
Tell you what they are and in what order. The first one is Mirlarni. I think I'm pronouncing that right. And I just want to say that this is by far the most extensive and thought-provoking press kit we've received.
Yes.
This year at least, which is cool. I love it when people send instead of just sending the CD and like a stick. You know, just like a CDR, I'm like, yeah, I'll play this. They actually put it, like, make a press kit out of it. I'm not saying you have to do that or anything, but, I mean, it's cool when someone puts thought into it, like, hey, you know, I'm submitting myself as well as my music, which is interesting. So anyway, so I'm going to play Mirlarni, and I'm going to follow that up with a band from Austin, Texas, called For Those Who Know. Austin, Texas, by the way, the Glasgow of the United States.
Totally.
I think
you're right.
And then we'll end the day with Bank Holiday, a band from Whittier, California.
Nice, local.
So, here you go. You're listening to Here Here on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
behind for quite some time. Hope you don't mind when I see you dance. You shake your tush, shine my glance, I turn to mush. Just want to squeeze it, want to feel your butt, butt, butt with an ass like that. You make me, you make me, want to bite with both my mind. That's right, so my teeth into your cheek. You make me drool and play the fool. Can't control myself, I just want your butt, your itty bitty butt, your itty bitty butt, your itty bitty butt, your. But sexy bottom.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was an artist by the name of Merlarney from Melbourne, Australia. And the name of that track,
as if you didn't know,
is I Want Your Butt. So drink that in. Not literally, of course. MySpace.com/MelanieDiva. Actually, she has many. Look at this. Look how many MySpace addresses she has.
Oh, my God.
Pretty wild. So I'm gonna read them all for you. MySpace.com/MelanieDiva. Melanie spelled M-E-L-A-N-I-I. So that's MelanieDiva. There's also MySpace.com/MelanieSongs, MelanieRocks, MelanieFunction, MelanieLive, MelanieMusic, RoboticMelanie, MelanieDances, and of course MySpace.com/IWantYaButt. Do you ever see Ladies Man? That movie based on the Saturday Night Live skit with Tim Meadows, with the ladies' man.
Oh, no, I did not see it.
And he goes to get a job, and the guy's looking at his resume, and he's like, I see you put here under special interest, tennis and Dabbit. He goes, oh, no, that's the butt. So,
well, you know, that's the funniest part of, I don't know if you have, do you have any special skills on your resume? Because that's the funniest thing. When I was in casting, that's where always someone puts something funny.
See, I hate the whole special skills thing because it's like, Dude, I've been an actor my whole life.
Right.
And in so doing, have failed to develop a single special skill other than acting. I mean, you know.
No,
not
people
in,
put.
Because people will list every sport they've ever heard of.
Right.
But really, they're not like, you know, super athletes in any of them.
Right.
Or people will list things like things that aren't castable, you know, like writing. You know, like things that like aren't information. I put Diablo juggling because it's one of those stupid pet tricks I happen to know how to do a
little
bit.
What is that?
That's the that's where it's like two sticks connected
with
by a
the
string
other stick?
With an inverted cone that you spin on it. You throw it up and you catch it. And
you know how to do that?
I picked it up one day. And
are you a hippie?
No, I was in this circus class at NYU. This is a true story. And like they brought us like all this stuff to play with. And I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do any of this stuff. I don't do things. I'm awful at things. I always get hurt doing things. And I just picked up this thing. And I'm like, what the hell is this? And I just started playing with it. And then suddenly I realized everybody was looking at me. It turns out I was the only one in the class who knew how to do it. I don't know. It seemed easy to me.
It's a cone?
It's like an inverted cone on, you know, that's the only way I can describe it. And it spins along a string. And you kind of
balance the string.
And if you quickly pull the string,
it goes up in the air,
and
then you catch it.
There's a couple of tricks you can do with it. I mean, I'm not like a master of the Diablo or anything. I think it's somewhere in my closet.
But you should put that in your special skills.
I did because I felt bad because I didn't have any other special skills. Oh, and I speak Portuguese. So it said Brazilian Portuguese and Diablo juggling. And I think at some point I had forklift operator on there too because I could do that. But I would just – I the whole special skills thing I just think is so stupid because I'm not going to book a job for a skill other than acting. It's just – I don't have time to do other things.
But
what am I going to book a job for my special skill for running a, you know, co-hosting a submission show on inappropriate internet radio? Because that's what I spend my time
doing.
It's
funny because if you're constantly doing, if you're going through all these resumes when you're doing casting, mean, you're flipping photos, you're looking in the back, you're looking at your special skills. There's always like the inside joke almost kind of thing, this crazy special skill like Portuguese Brazil or Diablo juggling.
Yeah, I
that
think would, you know,
kind of makes you laugh.
Conversation piece.
It kind of makes you laugh. Yeah. So it's helpful.
I've seen people put stuff like bird noises and love making.
Oh,
you really got to be an asshole to put something like that on your resume.
So do you have it on yours?
No.
Oh.
No, I don't.
You should put that. Truth in advertising, John.
Might help me get a job.
Hello.
But then I'd have no time to do this important work.
Yes. This is important work that we do.
Here show and is good on Thursdays.
Uh huh.
So. You know, I have Is Good is booked until March 15th.
Wow.
Yeah.
With bands. Because your show is a show where you play music for – you DJ for an hour, and then
I interview
a band, and they play live usually.
Yeah. And then I'm also getting involved in booking isgoodmusic.com events around town. I have one coming up January 30th at Lava Lounge, which I recommend everyone attend if for no other reason than Lava Lounge is saying bye-bye. To the world.
Maybe that I should finally go.
You should go because they've done a lot. That place has done a lot for the independent music scene because it's given a chance to so many bands in LA that would never get into, you know, have a chance, you know, like new bands or touring bands, stuff like that, who just like, you know, you can't just call up a venue and be like, hey, can I play? And Michelle has booked like four bands a night every night for like a decade or something.
God.
It's ridiculous. So anyway, that's Tuesday. I have Firebug, Divisible, who we've actually played on this show, and Brutus Gets the Girl. The three incredible bands. And you can go to isgoodmusic.com and check out their interviews and their
and you,
links to their
and websites. You said what day that was. What day is that? Tuesday?
It's a Tuesday. Okay. Unfortunately, that was the only night available. But then February 22nd, I have another Is Good Music event coming up at the Mint. And that's great because it's just the bands that are playing are, let me think, Sarah Routh, who's an incredible singer. Gabriel Mann, who's incredible, Buddy, who's incredible, and it's a surprise special guest, which once that's confirmed, I'll talk about it, and I won't shut up about it because I hope it works out because I think it'll be fantastic.
Is it who I think it is?
I don't know who you think it is, but
well,
anyway,
I'll mouth it to you.
What?
You just did that on purpose.
No, I swear to God. Oh, no.
Okay.
No, although I will be booking them at some show if I can just find the right venue. Anyway, moving on. Enough about me. This is about the bands. Sorry, I know I said I was going to play these bands before, but I didn't realize Merlani was going to be so much in the club scene, and I didn't want to play a rock band right after that and not have people in the mood.
Be jarring.
So here's some more independent rock for you. This is a band called For Those Who Know from Austin, Texas. I'm going to follow it up with a band called Bank Holiday. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is For Those Who Know. Come on now.
Please play.
There we go.
Space in the service if you want to complain. Oh, I can't help that, my love. You're a bit late. That's all the paper, me. Mother! What do you think it sounds like? Besides the point, my name is Robert Kate. Mother, we're at the wedding. Space in the service if you want to complain.
Yeah. just come to read the meter.
You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. Kill Radio's submission show. People send us music. We play it on the air.
And the world is saved one song at a time.
Ew, I hate that.
You love it.
I hate it now. You love it, and you know I hear that phrase done. Saving the world one cheese at a time. I mean, it's
one
just
cheese
like
at a time.
Stupid. I hate it now. It just sounds so corporate.
Well, the whole idea that the world needs us to save it is just absurd. So,
and yet
thank
appropriate.
You. Thank you, Bank Holiday, for those who know. Actually, wait a minute. Before I do that whole list, let me just say what I was just playing. That was a band called Bank Holiday. You can get more information on them by going to myspace.com/bankholiday. And they're a Southern California act, so maybe you get a chance to see them play live if you're in the L.A. area. And before that, we were listening to a band called For Those Who Know, myspace.com/forthosewhoknow, or www.for-those-who-know.com. And they're from Austin, Texas. So thank you, Bank Holiday, For Those Who Know, Milarney, the Black Alley Screens, Marcello Radulovic, Nash P, Indigo Babies, Owen Sujay, Pop Up, Mock Fox, The New Fidelity, Cannibal Elvis, Mystic Underground, Surgeon Marta, Shiloh, Project K, and Gail Pender.
Mm-hmm.
That was today's episode of Hear Hear on killradio.org, January 15th, 2007. Martin Luther King and my birthday. And just one final reminder.
And truly a journey.
Because the next show we do will be post-fundraiser benefit concert
yes,
show.
Yes, please.
This Thursday at the Echo, which is a well-known music venue in Echo Park, we are having a Kill Radio benefit fundraiser to keep us afloat. And you can be a part of it. All you have to do is go to the Echo, January 18th, this Thursday. It's 1822 West Sunset Boulevard. It's 18 and over. $5 cover. Show starts at 8:30, so, you know, get there at 8. And the bands playing are The Transmissions, Death to Anders, One Trick Pony, Anchors for Architects, and Die Rockers Die.
Mm-hmm.
And that's amazing because that's five bands and you're only paying $5 to see them. They are part of a collective of bands called the Central Second Collective. You can get more information on that by going to myspace.com/thecentralsecond. And you know what we'll do is right after this we'll play an archive
yes.
of an interview that I did with One Trick Pony yesterday mm-hmm. afternoon. One Trick Pony being one of the bands that's going to play on the show. So
yep.
stick around and listen to that. You're listening to killradio.org.
And just come down to meet Mark and John.
Yeah.
Mark and John
if
will be
no
there.
For no other reason, you can come to the benefit just to meet us because we yeah. actually do exist.
Yeah, truly.
We're not just voices in your head.
No, not yet.
All right, keep submitting. Go to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE and send us your MP3s, send us your CDs. We would love to play your music.
We're hungry for it.
Man, that was gay.
That wasn't gay. That was...
We're hungry for it?
I am.
I'm putting an end to this now.